This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for all of our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men or women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can also say thanks and appreciate the FedEx and the UPS and the USPS, that's the Postal Service guys, delivering the mail from point A to point B. And also, let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And one more little thing here, the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers, thanks so very much for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over on MeWe and Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you here.
There they are. There they are. They're applauding you for a job well done.
I think they're applauding Christmas and the third day of
the month. They're applauding you for a job well done. They appreciate you. That's your loyal fan club. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one God,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and
justice,
for all.
I had God on my mind there. But anyway, we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we got to start out with the obvious, and that is the January 6th Commission. If anybody thinks that anything's going to happen as a result of that, they're out of their minds, because it was a one-sided, one-size-fits-all, very, very, very directed in what they did, and it would never, never stand up in a court of law, never.
No, it won't. It was purely kabuki political theater, and everybody's known that, even those that are trying to make big on how meaningful it is. It's not really. They handed over four counts, criminal counts that they suggest to the Department of Justice, and even their authority to do that is in question. But let's say they do that, of course, the Department of Justice has got to go to great political, even though they are highly politicized, But that would be incredible for them to even go anywhere and go forward with those criminal charges. But even then, there's many steps beyond that because our justice system requires due process. You'd have to have judges that would be willing and would agree with the Department of Justice that there is some basis to these criminal charges. But then after that, it's got to go to trial. You've got to have a judge and perhaps a judge and jury to hear the case. Not going to happen. If you believe that that's going to happen, then you probably think Babylon B is genuine news and not satire.
Now, we also have this Title 42, which the Chief Justice of the United States decided to put a stay on temporarily. I don't know where that's going to go, but the White House is pushing for more money in the meantime for border funding, some $3.5 billion. And they may get it, they may not, I don't know, who knows. But the fact of the matter is that that's another horse whose time has come, the border.
It's well beyond time. Yeah, this is it is temporary because time is of the essence, and that's not done. But it is good that Justice Roberts and the Supreme Court got to do that on behalf of all the attorneys generals, particularly Texas. I watched one of the interviews that Governor Abbott had from Texas with a CNN report. It was unbelievable. They actually had the gall to say that she never heard President Biden say anything, well, we want the borders to be open. And how can you make your mouth say such ludicrous things? That was kabuki theater to hear that. Of course, I didn't hear what Governor Abbott's stellar response would be after that, but I can just imagine what it would be.
She must be subscribed to the Frenchie News Service.
Apparently so. And many are. Many are drinking that Kool-Aid from that service, aren't they?
Yeah, because Frenchie yesterday said just about the same thing. Well, yeah. the border is not closed. The border is not open. It's closed. The border's closed. It is? Did I miss something?
It just depends on what the definition of open is.
Well, open is you can walk across the river from one side to the other. Nobody's going to bother you. That's open.
Well, don't believe your lying eyes, Captain.
Yeah.
Just because we're observing it every day and with an increasing amount. Really? You going to believe that?
Yeah, I am. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got a whole bunch of dealerships now and a brand new one up in Brooksville. I'll tell you about that in a minute, because I'm going to be up there this afternoon playing Santa Claus. I'm making some deliveries, and that's one of my stops today, up there this afternoon after we leave Mission Barbecue. Now, I will tell you that Crystal River and Newport Richey, that's the flagship dealership at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side, and the all-new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the toll road, okay? So it's right there, very easy to find. Now, all you got to do is remember a couple of things here. You serve, you save. At Moss, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, your fire, or your police, and church pastors too, all get a great deal offered to you because of the job you do for the community. That also applies to Moss Care, which comes with free oil changes and tire rotations with the vehicle that you're driving for the life of the vehicle. Now, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Set up an appointment. Go visit them. See what they have to offer. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open up some doors for you, too. So there you go. All right. Back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And you, sir, are the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, right?
Yes, Captain. That is right.
And I like to call that my home fort.
Yeah, we're delighted every time you come down here, as you were this last week, and I know you like being amongst like-minded people, and we look forward to what the Republican Liberty Caucus, not just down here, but across the state and the nation, has to bring to try to make things right in the ship of state.
Yeah, well, those folks down there are my peeps. That's where I got started in radio and whatnot, and they've stuck with me all these years, and I really appreciate it. And they're loyal and true blue, and that's why I like coming down there. So there you go.
Yeah, without argument.
Now, back to the drawing board here. We have got Judge Roberts, Title 42. He's put this on temporary hold. I don't know for how long. But he's allowed the lawsuits that are there to continue because there are some suits by states and individuals and whatnot as to where they're going to go, don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. But right now, Title 42 is going to remain. So that means that big influx of people on the border is not coming yet.
Yeah, not yet. Time is of the essence, and of course, the administration on our part to do anything about it, and throwing money at it at this late date is certainly not going to happen, because all the money is meant to do is to process the rapid and tremendous influx of folks, which is already unmanageable, which would be at 42 not been held up or not reinforced as 20 states' attorney generals have asked it to be, and the Supreme Court was correct, thankfully. Can't imagine them having decided any other way. But yeah, the problem's not over. It's just delayed, as is so often the case. And I know we get frustrated. We says we got problems, and we can see quite clearly our problems need addressing and really addressing, and not simply patchwork or glossed over or covered or tended to, applying solutions to problems which are not the real problems. You and I know.
Well, this has got to be addressed, and it's got to be fixed, and it's got to be taken care of sooner rather than later. It's just got to.
Yeah, question. Yeah, time is of the essence on this thing, and it continues to be. Yeah, this decision is just a little bit of Band-Aid, and in the mix of so many other things in between, the omnibus bill, and whether there just be a continuing resolution to fund it, and all the ongoing things. It's amazing what good and what damage can be done by a Congress, a lame duck Congress, in the time that it has remaining. So we'll see. And quite honestly, what we talked about in the first segment, the January 6th hearing, that was just a continuation of a lame duck effort trying to get certain things done that they know don't have any grounding in reality, but nevertheless, it's the rush to make things happen in a limited amount of time before the 3rd of January.
All right, well, we're going to go to the telephone line. We've got Bagham and Bob holding on, so Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was wondering if they do bring Trump to trial, I know their chances of maybe getting it aren't that good.
Slim and none.
Yeah, but wouldn't that give Trump an opportunity, because they're accusing him of all the, that he's saying the false claims of a election, give him a chance to bring in some evidence, like from that 2000 Mules tape? And
only if the judge allowed it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I wanted to say was these border states, I think it's going to get to be too much for them in some way. They're going to have to start taking some drastic action. Texas could threaten to secede from the Union, could declare an invasion. Same thing with other these things. It's going to get pretty. They're going to go pretty crazy because part of their states are going to start disintegrating. All right, that's it, Captain.
We're going to see you for lunch.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I got some issues I got to take care of.
Okay. Maybe we'll go with a maybe. All right. Bagham and Bob. Okay, Colonel, go ahead.
Yeah, I certainly don't see Texas succeeding from the Union. However, I think you're right. I think it's going to. I find it hard to imagine that we would find a federal judge that would even entertain the idea of seriously doing this. So I don't think, but honestly, I don't think election fraud is going to get before the judging. And sadly, to some respect, a lot of the issues and problems with the election may never come to light. And, you know, I mean, that's the other side of this. And I think the mood of the country, left and right, is one of moving forward. And not to forget things, but to apply the lessons learned, but not to be reactionary and revisit things. So, we'll see. A lot can happen in a month. A lot.
Mm. All right, let's go back to the telephone line, and let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary over in Clearwater, or St. Pete, rather?
Oh, correct. Good morning. Hey, I would just like to see about, instead of focusing on each different issue, look at the overriding picture of transforming America. This is all part of just transforming America, defunding the police, open borders. That's part of Obama's transforming America, and look at it that way so that people can learn and understand that it's like a communist step to try to take over the country and, in fact, the world. Thank you.
All right. What do you think, sir?
Well, she's right to a certain extent. There is a bigger picture. Now, I'm not saying that there's a collusion. I think it's a lot of people that are either ignorant, uneducated, willfully ignorant, but there's a very small number of people that I think is that will capture the evil that she's referring to, which is Marxist, communism, and all that. They're out there. They most certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
But most people that are furthering this are just useful idiots, and they don't realize that they are useful idiots. So you got to pay attention to details, because we could talk big picture all day long, but that's not going anywhere. You can't act on that if you're in Congress or if you are a president or a president-to-be or if you're a judge, any of the three branches, or if you're a political activist that cares deeply about the direction of America. You do have to pay attention to the big picture and the overall direction, as she suggested. But at the same time, you've got to pay attention to details because, you know, you can eat an elephant, but you know how you eat it. You eat it one bite at a time. So swallow it all at once, and you'll choke yourself to death. And we don't need to be doing that.
All right. Well, the music's going to be coming up here. You're going to stick around for another segment. So, folks, if you want to converse, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And the Colonel and I will be right back with more here on your radio dial for your enjoyment and listening pleasure. All that in one word. How about that? All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S.
USA News Update. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts on Monday temporarily halted the end of Title 42 policy that allows the United States to expel migrants from the southern border. Roberts issued the administrative stay pending the High Court's decision. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says they're already seeing 2,500 people a day cross into the USA illegally.
And that's 150,000 coming through in a single month, and that's where the federal government and the state will need to help us.
Congressional negotiators have reached an agreement on a proposed $1.7 trillion omnibus package to fund the federal government through most of 2023. The 4,155-page measure could still be amended in the Senate and the House, but they must do so by the end of Friday. An Arizona judge ruled that two out of the 10 claims brought by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake challenging Democrat governor-elect Katie Hobbs can go to trial. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate your great, great, great introduction. And, of course, it's all about the introduction. You know that. And we are talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. Now, the entire fleet of U.S. Air Force B-2 Spirit stealth bombers were grounded on Monday in response to a potential safety defect on the aircraft.
Yeah, of course, you know, it seems like yesterday this was the wave of the future, our B-2 stealth bombers, but a lot of them are aging, and and I'm sorry, even this omnibus bill, which increased defense, it's not going to fix that, because a bad economy, a good economy is what fuels good national security and all that. We just don't have that, mm-hmm. and we're not going to foreseeable future. So, yeah, this is an indicator of something bigger, but, it's something to be greatly concerned about and something to pay attention to.
Mm. Okay. And the Pentagon has now awarded a contract worth as much as $334 million to develop a new multi-purpose hypersonic air vehicle under a secretive program known as mayhem.
Mayhem. I love the names we dig up. I just have to why you pull them out to do that. Yeah, that is a. There is some new equipment being fielded out there. I mean, we are modernizing, despite the fact that we really don't have the money, and we don't, and we're growing increasingly in debt. We do that, but yeah, the Marines with their taking a look at a new 120 millimeter, very mobile. Mortar, which I found very interesting because my mortarmen when I was in the Army were very near and dear to my heart. But to see something like that amongst my Marine friends, the equipment like that, that's that and the things that you talked about is certainly something of interest and maybe genuine readiness and not just simply throwing money at things.
Well, I think things have come so far and there's been so much development, and the Marines are doing things that they didn't used to do. The Army's doing stuff that they didn't used to do. The Navy, stealth ships, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we just don't have any idea where this is all going to end.
No, we don't. I mean, we have a mission, despite the fact that the Department of Defense is very woke and increasingly showing evidence of that. Despite that, you know, it's a bureaucracy, it's a folks, but we've got a mission. We've got to be prepared to fight and win our nation's war. So, despite the conditions and despite, you know, the pell-mell way that we go about funding things, we still have to do that. So, yeah, that's not altogether bad news.
No, and speaking of altogether bad news, I mean, it is Christmas time, so there's good news around the corner. I have seen Santa Claus a lot lately, and I'm sure you have too in your travels, right?
I am. I get excited about Santa Claus like I'm a kid again.
Well, you never know when he's going to show up on this show because...
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Like I said, you never know when he's going to show up on this show.
Yeah. All right, Santa Claus.
All right. The FBI. Christopher Wray. Who knows what the heck is going on between the FBI and Twitter? It looks like as if it was an information mill for the FBI to go there and find out anything they wanted to find out anytime they wanted it.
Captain, this collusion between the government and big tech, that is the real story. And, you know, I'm like, I read an editorial and it says, hey, don't hold your breath if you think that come January, February, when the hearings start on looking at this, that it's going to get even a fraction of the attention that the January 6th committee got because it won't. And that's true. But it is insurmountably more important to the United States of America than anything that had to do with January 6th. I'm not discounting that there weren't issues that needed some attention on that, but it wasn't the ones that were paid attention to. But this is the thing that really needs to bear watching for because it is the real threat to our republic. And it probably won't get the attention, but I think we've woken up. We've become awake, not woke. We've become awake to the fact that we have to be our own media moguls. We've got to be the ones that discern what is most important, what is not, and decipher the two, and then drive it on. That's, you know, ultimately, as the founders said it, it's a government of, by, and for the people. And you and I, Captain, and many millions of Americans out there, we are the people. This is our republic.
Well, we still don't know who drove Twitter's decision to censure the Hunter Biden laptop story under its hacked materials policy. We had an FBI agent by the name of Chan who testified that intelligence officials didn't mention Hunter Biden when warning Twitter about Russian cyber threats. But Roth said, and this is this guy, Yoder Roth, who's not a very nice guy, I understand, said that he was specifically worried of a back-and-forth hack-and-leak operation that would involve Hunter Biden.
Yeah, this guy Chan, I saw him on an interview yesterday, and a lot of these intelligence officials are bragging, I mean absolutely bragging in the last year about the role that they played in government interference in the election and government interference in the media. That to me is far more frightening than any of the Kabuki theater that I heard coming out of the last January 6th hearing yesterday.
I'm just saying, well, good luck with that one.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, oh, well, unbelievable. Okay, well, Donald Trump says he has a plan to address censorship. Don't know what the plan is going to be. I guess we'll just have to sit back and see.
Yeah, we will. It's like so many things. And I saw a polling that it was just 1,000 people, but it was more reliable as far as most likely Republicans that will vote, at least historically it has been. And it's a little bit different from the slants, but the indication was is that, as you and I know, you don't discount President 45 Donald Trump because you just don't know. And, we'll see. This thing with January 6th committee could play both ways. It could buttress the 30-35%, whatever the number is, of those that would still like to see him be reelected president, or whether, as indications have generally been, is that folks are looking for turning of the table. I don't know. We'll wait and see. We'll clear the fog of war between now and next month. Maybe we'll start to discover what direction we really are going as a nation.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
And an even better answer that's deserved there for all of that. All right. Well, what's your next scheduled event over there, down there?
Well, for the rest of the year, we don't have a break, but on the 26th of January, we've got a great panel that will come up. It's going to be really, the timing is great to talk about these things, and it'll be some of the folks that you know right there. But we've got a lot of things we're getting ready. It seems like an off year, but for the Republican Liberty Caucus, it's a huge year because we lobby up in Tallahassee, there are elections and decisions that will be occurring, and later in the year, we got our national and our state convention. And as for me, I'm going to the Manatee County Young Republicans. Have got their Christmas party tonight, and they've got some speakers and all that, so I'm gonna mingle with some of the young folks this evening. I'm looking forward to that.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yep. Get the
young at heart, which yep. I count myself being.
Yep. Get the young folks involved and have them more involved. How's that? That's
exactly.
A better word.
Okay. Absolutely essential.
All right. Well, Colonel, I appreciate you sticking around. Here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you again on a Thursday of this week.
All right, Captain. See you then.
All right. Have a good one. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Also, you'll hear him on Military Matters. Go over to Vimeo, and you'll find it over there. It's one of those video podcasts. So there you go. Okay, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way right after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okie dokie. This final segment of the program today brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, one of our longest running sponsors, and there's a reason for that. They do the job right, and they work very hard to earn your respect. Now, they specialize in blinds, in shades, and in shutters, all of it made in the United States of America. And they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, they also do installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And they also will do that elsewhere outside the area rather than just right here in the local area. So, there you have it. Catch them online or give them a call for faster service, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, to the telephone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Covington again calling.
Hey, where are you?
I'm taking a load from Ruskin over to Lakeland to KLAL, which is Amazon's airport facility over there.
Okay.
And I'm running a brand spanking new T680 sleeper. I'm going to end up in Columbia, South Carolina this evening.
Okay.
But it's got 16,000 miles on it. And, hey, listen, Captain, I got to ask you a question in all seriousness.
Yeah.
You guys advertise a lot for Pilot and Flying J.
Yeah.
But every time I go into one of those facilities, they've never heard of you guys.
Well, they have to hear of us because you got to tell them about it, I guess. But we are there, and we advertise
okay.
what we advertise for them, and we're in their little
and
magazine they have.
You and, mm-hmm. Listening to you and Denise Simon, it yeah. sounds like you guys are writing a movie.
We probably are. We probably
it's
are.
It's pretty riveting.
Now, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. You,
their shift.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that.
I'm working their shift so I can hear you guys.
Yeah, you're kind of funny that you said what you just said because there's some people that don't listen to the show at the counter, but there's other people that will have it on. Like we've had people call us from Salt Lake City and say we're listening to your program
yeah.
right now. Or James, one of our regulars that lives in Clearwater, was going up the East Coast. I want to say he was in South Carolina. And Jeff. Our limo driver, he got free coffee all the way up through.
Oh, I just love listening to your show, Captain, and I love Denise, and I love the captain, or not the captain, the lieutenant colonel. And
yeah.
You it's just riveting. I can't get enough of your show.
Well, look, you can't get that truck dirty now.
No, I can't. I got to keep it clean.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a good ride you got there. I like that.
Oh, it's nice. The only problem is the ACC, the automated cruise control.
Yeah.
It kicks in, maybe a eighth of a mile back from a car that you're following,
mm-hmm.
and it'll drop you down in velocity and speed, which is annoying as hell because you got to constantly watch out for the slow-moving vehicles.
Wow. Yeah, I bet you. I bet you.
But it's interesting. It's an interesting ride, and it's a good gig with Amazon. It pays pretty good money, too.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I've been told that by a lot of people. All right. Well,
yeah.
you take care and have yourself
God
a great day.
God bless you, Captain.
Yes, sir.
God
Thank
bless
you, sir.
You.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for your show. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Sir. Okay. And that's our friend Covington. He's been listening to us for years. He was a tanker yanker, and now he's out doing a little bit more over the road. Now, you know, I want to talk a little bit about this content moderation going on with Twitter. Clearly, no doubt about it, Twitter executives were liaising with the federal enforcement and intelligence agencies about moderation of election-related content. Clearly, there just is no doubt about it. And let's also remember that according to information provided by Elon Musk, Twitter executive Joel Roth not only met with the FBI and the DHS, but also with the Office of Director of National Intelligence, DNI, in at least three of his tweets. Now, Matt Taibbi says that what was going on back in the weeks before the 2020 election and through January 6, 2021, he said, before J6, Twitter was a unique mix of automated, rules-based enforcement and more subjective moderation by senior executives. But they had a change. They had a change. They had a vast array of tools for manipulating visibility, most of which were thrown at Donald Trump and others pre-J6. Now, as the election approached, senior executives, perhaps under pressure from federal agencies with whom they met more as time progressed, increasingly struggled with rules and began to speak of BIOS violations as pretext. Now, not to be forgotten about here, after J6, the internal stacks of the messaging show that Twitter and their executives were getting a kick out of the intensified relationships with the federal agencies. Like there was something special going on. and they were being included in the loop, whatever. Whatever the situation might be. Now, John Ratcliffe, the former director of National Intelligence, made it very clear that prior to the 2020 election, the Hunter Biden laptop story was not Russian disinformation, and that the DNI was not doing content moderation. He also said that his office would have been authorized to speak to Twitter officials only about election security and only with the approval of the Trump National Security Council. He said those election security briefings were given to groups of private companies, so it would include companies like Twitter, but many other companies like YouTube, Microsoft, as well as numerous state election officials would not necessarily be part of the discussion, or at least they weren't supposed to be, unless it involved something in particular in their states. But, as the man said, and as you heard the discussions, those of you that have been with us all night long listening to the discussions, the whistleblowers are the ones that kept this story going. Because every time you turned around, somebody else was blowing a whistle about something pertaining to Twitter and who they were talking to and what they were saying. By the way, today is Tuesday. And if you're over by West Waters, the north side of the airport, right there off the north end of the runway, first exit up, just north of Hillsboro, if you're over there, you're welcome to stop by. We'll be there from 11:30 to, we're there till 1:30, but sometimes I leave a little early. Depends on what I have to do. I may have to today because I may have to get out of there, make sure I can get up the road and do what I got to do and get back down, because tonight we got a big to-do going on at Muggs with General Flynn and the Tampa Bay Trump Club. But anyway, today being Tuesday, that means you get to hear this.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And you never know who you're going to meet from the posse here. You might see Patrick Hyland. You might see one of these days we're going to drag Ken, the producer, over there. But you might see Roger P. Shulman. He's been there a couple times. But we always have a good time, a good group. So we look forward to seeing you when you can get there. And we might see the lovely Beverly Young there today. How about that? She might be there. She said she would anyway. So we'll see. But thanks a lot for another informative evening. And I appreciate all the great participation with the audience. And we'll be right back here tomorrow night. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. God bless.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.